Okay, I'd like to call to order this special Budget Finance Committee meeting of Civic San Diego. Clerk, please call the roll.
Chair Kilkenny, Vice Chair Jenkins, Directors Rath, Geisler, Rath and Geisler are present. Director Russell is expected.
Okay, thank you. Item number two, any non-agenda public comment?
There are none.
Okay, item three, any disclosures from the committee? Seeing none, we'll move to item number four, any potential agenda items from the committee? Seeing none. Okay, we will move on to item number five, which is our proposed fiscal year 2019-2020 administrative budget and work plan for Civic. Ms. Rojas.
Good afternoon, committee members. Pamela Rojas, Finance and Accounting Manager for Civic San Diego. I'll be presenting the fiscal year 2019-2020 proposed administrative budget for Civic San Diego. Staff is requesting that the committee receives and it provides comments regarding the FY20 budget. This schedule provides a process and timeline for the proposed and final acceptance of the FY20 budget. On February 15th, staff provided the draft FY20 budget and work plan to the mayor's office as required per the operating agreement. Today's presentation is informational and open for discussion and comments before returning to the same committee on March 13th. If this committee approves the FY20 budget, we will present the budget and work plan to the board. Staff will submit the final board approved budget to the City Department of Finance, formerly Financial Management, for technical review. And then the city has budget committee hearings on May 6th and 7th, and staff is anticipated to present the FY20 budget at that hearing. As the date nears, we will be notified which date exactly staff will be presenting. And then the final presentation will be early June to the City of San Diego City Council. The FY20 budget is approximately $27.8 million compared to $9.5 million in FY2019, which is up by $18 million rounded. Following last year's budget format, staff has separated the administrative budget from the programs and project activities budget because of the larger dollar amount of this particular line item. This separation makes it easier to see the expenses truly project expenses and does not represent staff time or overhead. This line item is the primary driver in the increase of the FY20 budget. The administrative budget reflects a net zero change compared to FY2019. This is the salary and overhead and the actual cost to run this organization. The personnel expense decreased by $105,000 and two positions were eliminated, bringing the staff total to 32. And the non-personnel expenses increased by $105,000. The increase in non-personnel expense is a result of the increase in rent as per the lease agreement and leasehold improvements. Civic San Diego's lease expires June 30th, 2020, and during FY20, staff must renegotiate the current lease or relocate the office space. If Civic San Diego needs to relocate, staff has included budget to assist with the relocation and or tenant improvements. The programs and project line item of the FY20 budget increased by $18 million, and the projects are anticipated to begin the construction phase and will be funded through project-related grants, developer impact fees, FAR bonus funds, parking meter revenue, and agency bonds. The community investments line item decreased by $195,000 because projects are being assigned to and directly paid by the growth fund. The anticipated FY20 revenues shown on this table are broken down by function and identifies the direct funding source. Civic receives reimbursement for its successor agency activities from two funding sources for the wind down of the successor agency, and the City of San Diego estimates approximately $2 million for FY20. A portion comes from the successor agency itself, which reimburses Civic from the 3% admin fee from the ROPS, and the other portion comes from the City of San Diego, not from the general fund, which reimburses Civic from the property management fund for the assets of the former redevelopment agency, which generates revenue because they have leases that were transferred from the successor agency to the City of San Diego. Civic San Diego manages those assets and is reimbursed for the cost of the management of those assets. The housing successor entity is estimated to reimburse Civic approximately $934,000, and Civic collects permit fees associated with the processing of permit applications in downtown and is estimated at $929,000. Civic receives reimbursement for its parking activities from the city through the parking meter revenue and parking garage revenues, which is estimated at $623,000. The New Markets Tax Credit Fund contributes funding to Civic associated with its community investment activities and the administration of the New Markets Tax Credit Program. Collectively, Civic San Diego projects revenue of approximately $1.2 million. And finally, Civic San Diego will be moving forward with the construction of several projects in FY20. Civic estimates receiving $3.3 million in grant funding, $12.8 million from DIF reimbursements, $4.5 million from agency bonds, and $1.29 million in FAR bonus funds. The FAR fund balance is collected and is an accumulation of prior year fees from the implementation of projects. Approximately $150,000 is estimated from developer deposits and other revenue sources. This slide shows the breakdown of by percentage of each budget and their funding source. This visual identifies the largest piece of the budget is directly related to the projects and the significant decrease of agency activities as per the dissolution law. While agency wind-down functions are not the largest, they are the second in relation to the breakdown of this budget, and we must continue to acknowledge that this funding is derived from a source that, inherent to its nature, is dwindling each year and will eventually be a revenue source the corporation can no longer count on to fund its operations. The corporation must find new revenue sources in order for the corporation to implement the work the corporation is doing. New Markets Tax Credit and community investment activities account for 4%, collectively 2% each. Parking accounts for 2%. Planning activity accounts for 3%. The following slides will break down each individual function by expense groups for personnel, non-personnel, and the program and projects. The FY20 successor agency functional budget has increased by approximately $27,000 and is over $2 million, which is primarily due to the management of the former successor. The increase is due primarily to the former successor agency assets that were transferred to the city. For example, lease agreements, issues that come up with the tenants, collection of rent, and overseeing the properties in general. Civic expects that over the course of the next several years, this functional area's budget will continue to decline as revenues associated with the wind down function diminish. For FY20, the housing entity's functional budget has decreased by $32,000, rounded to approximately $934,000. As with the successor agency, this also is a wind down function, and as such, it should be expected that over the course of the next several years, this functional area's budget will continue to decline as revenue associated with the wind down function diminish. The permit and planning functional budget has increased by almost $8,000 to approximately $929,000. Staff continues to monitor that the expenses for this function are more closely aligned with the anticipated permit revenues collected. The parking functional budget has decreased by approximately $113,000 to $623,000. And the community investments functional budget has also decreased by $203,000 to approximately $564,000. This decrease is associated with the reassignment of various programs to be paid directly from the growth fund. The expenses in this function is primarily the reimbursement of staff and overhead expenses for the management of this function. Staff has budgeted for roundtable discussions and community tours through the Civic San Diego budget, but the larger project expenses will be paid directly from the growth fund. The New Markets Tax Credit budget increased by $27,000 to approximately $642,000. During fiscal year 2019, staff closed three New Markets Tax Credit transactions totaling over $19 million. And since inception of the New Markets Tax Credit program, staff has closed 10 projects totaling over $116 million. Staff anticipates closing another project before June 30th for an additional $12.8 million and expects to close one more deal in FY20 for approximately $4 million. Staff is still waiting to hear from the Federal Treasury if Civic was awarded another tranche of allocations. Due to the government shutdown, Civic is in waiting mode. With each new deal closed, administrative time is necessary to service the loans as well as staff time necessary to source new deals. Finally, the FY20, the other programs and project functional budget has increased by over $18 million to over $22 million. has increased by over 18 million to over 22 million. As mentioned earlier, this increase is primarily related to that direct cost associated with implementing various projects that are entering the construction phase for which the corporation has special revenue sources to seek reimbursement from. The next slide is a breakdown of the anticipated projects. These projects are budgeted in FY20 and are directly related to an identified funding source. Several of these projects are in design phase in the fiscal year 2019 and will be in construction phase for FY20. The largest project is the East Village Green Parking Garage and Park, which has four funding sources. The parking meter revenue reimbursements are not included in this budget because those expenses will be included in the FY20 parking district budget, which Mr. Verdugo will present next month. And this concludes my presentation, and I'd like to invite any questions or comments.
Thank you for that. Any questions from the committee? I see. Committee Member Jenkins.
So I was not on this committee last year when we went through this budget process. So I was not familiar with how the budget was laid out, but I have the impression that this is a substantial change in the format and the way that you're presenting it. Is that correct?
Not so much the format, but the dollar amount that is being presented.
Yeah.
We're following the same format as last year.
Yeah, the major format was breaking out the projects and programs as an individual line item. That was due to the size of some of the projects that are moving forward in anticipation of this year where we'd be entering into the construction phase. So the budget essentially shows what the administrative budget is and then what the project's budget is.
Okay, that's sort of what I expected, but I also, that's what I understood to be the case, but I also, I don't recall that you had paired the budget with the work plan. Is that something that I'm familiar, am I wrong about that, or is that new?
Last year, we brought the work plan together with the final budget. This year, we are presenting the work plan as part of the draft budget as well, and trying to link those two documents through the budget cycle. But ultimately, both the budget and the work plan must be submitted to the city on April 1st.
Well, I just want to say that I am pleased to see the distinction between administrative costs and project-related costs. And I'm very pleased to see the work plan and the budget together, because ultimately the budget is the most significant policy document that you've got, because it tells you where you put your money. And I was also pleased to see a status report on the previous fiscal year's work plan. I appreciate all of those changes. And there's some little things in here that I was also pleased to see that you're making some plans for some possible changes. You're budgeting for possible office relocation expenses. Seeing that you had some savings in the City Heights sidewalk budget, and that you're you're reallocating those for the same purpose. I have a kind of a off the wall question, and you may not have an answer for it, but I'm just wondering, how many contracts in total do you administer? Does Civic San Diego administer?
I would have to get back to you on that. Civic related contracts and successor agent contracts, is a significant amount, a number I don't have for you.
I would imagine it's in the hundreds. So that, I think that would be an interesting, maybe a useful metric to have available for people to understand the scope of the activities that Civic San Diego is involved with. You described in the fiscal year 19 work plan results what the number of affordable units are that you've developed, that Civic San Diego has developed. And I think that that's, those are some pretty significant numbers also that you might want to highlight out of this budget when you take this presentation to the City Council. Both, I was very pleased to see the detail in this budget, and pleased to see it going forward. I don't have any comments any changes or recommendations for changes. I'm very pleased to see it moving forward in this manner. Thank you.
Anyone else? Director Roth?
Yeah, a couple comments and then a question. I appreciate the clarity of this method of presenting our budget. You know, when presented this way, it becomes clear that the programs and construction fluctuations we have can kind of be the tail that wags the dog. And so I think separating those things out is really helpful because they're really two totally different things. How we run our administration and our ongoing fixed cost is very different than a year like this year where we're going to have a massive construction project. I think it's a very conservative budget, which I like to see. It's better to be safe than sorry. And it's easy when you have large events like a construction project for kind of all the boats to rise in costs and everything just creeps up and then you have to deal with cuts later on in life. And that's not a fun thing. So I'd rather be careful than put ourselves in a position where we have a downturn and or something that doesn't work and we have to make changes and that hurts people. Probably my only question is, one of the functions that we do that is a little bit risky for budgeting is the planning and permitting side. And I know we've done this for decades now, and it's always a challenge to figure out because it's funded by fees and you can't guarantee who's going to pull a permit or if they do, and those decisions get made all the time. So walk me through kind of how did we arrive at what we think is a reasonable amount? And of course, I don't hold us responsible for the machinations of the market. That's not what I'm asking for, is to completely predict how many permit fees you're going to get. But I recognize we're usually making kind of an educated guess.
Correct. It's a balancing that we do. As it relates to this, we monitor annually, actually dating back, I believe, all the way to the year 2000. Even though fees were not in place, we took our existing fees and looked at the number of projects that have been, if fees were there, what would have been the estimated fees earned in those years. And so we balance over a 10-year and the life cycle what the average permit fee is. And then we have to look at the staffing costs and look at what it takes to physically staff that, and hopefully, you know, that those fees are within close proximity. So the average fee over the last 10 years has been about $948,000. Our budget is $927,000 on an actual expense, so we are comfortable on an average base year that our fee income is consistent with our expenses. Right now we've collected in FY19 about $600,000. And if we continue to collect at the rate we have over the last 8 months or so, we should be right around $900,000. So we are on track this year to recover our cost.
Great. Yeah, that sounds like a reasonable way to do it. You know, there is some smoothing that needs to be engaged in because the real costs that get associated with those fees are our people. And you can't just every single week decide, oh, no permit came in this week, so we're going to fire people. You know, we have to balance. And sometimes we're going to run black and sometimes we're going to run red, and that's okay. But that sounds like a reasonable estimation based on what I hear kind of in the commercial real estate market, and everything else is kind of generally the same, barring some sort of cataclysmic event. But we would deal with that when we get to it. Yeah, that's really my only question. I appreciate the hard work, and I know that these things take a lot of time and a lot of effort to put together, and I appreciate that. Thanks.
Director Geisler.
Thank you. Yeah, really good information and very, very clear way to be presented, so thank you. Quick two questions. The new market tax credit, budget looks like it's about the same minus. Part of that, I think you're anticipating because of the freeze and we didn't get the allocation last year and so on. What's your prognosis for that moving forward? I mean, I see what you put here. How about in terms of the health of the program? How does this relate to that?
So this is the last year of the New Market Tax Credit Program under the existing federal regulation. There is quite a push to have it extended. That being said, the program has survived, I think, the last 8 to 10 years on two-year extensions. So every 2 years, they extend it. The debate at the congressional level is whether to go ahead and extend it another 2 years, or is this a program that should be made permanent? The New Market Tax Credit Coalition, which we're a member of, is working heavily on that legislation. So that being said, we did not get an allocation last year. We put in an application this year. Awards were supposed to be announced in January, but due to the federal shutdown, those awards have been delayed. We've been told quarter two. They didn't say whether that's the beginning of quarter two or the end of quarter two. So we're working off our remaining allocation that we have. It's about $16 million, and as Pam had mentioned, we have one project we expect to close this year of about $12 million, another project that we've dedicated $4 million to that either we can close before the end of this year or early next year. So that's the state of the New Market program right now.
And thanks for taking such an active role in trying to keep it alive and well, because that's important to our future. So also with regard to the office, what are your, again, I guess your prognosis moving forward on that? And, you know, we all know that overhead is, some are fixed, some are not, and this is a fixed one, but does it have to be prime real estate? Have you thought about that at all?
Yes. We are in a Class A building, and it is a very nice facility. If we can negotiate a rate that will allow us to continue the wind-down functions, understand that we're going to phase out and have a rate that could accommodate that. Otherwise, we're probably likely looking for other facilities at a lower rate, would be my guess. But we've not engaged in those conversations yet. It does have to be completed, the negotiations, and an office move before June of 2020. So we are about 14 or 16 months out before the end of this lease.
Happens before you know it.
Yes.
Yeah. So how long have we been in this space?
We've been here since 2008. So just about 12 years by the time the lease is up.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll be brief. I just want to echo some of the comments. Thank you guys for this report. It's thorough. It's articulate. It's fair and balanced, so thank you. Having the work plan with it is really helpful, and I think also, I do hope when you guys go to the city that you highlight some of the work that we have done and what we contributed to the downtown community and others. Just real quick, do you know, I know we've talked about New Market Tax Credits when we think we might hear.
They told us quarter two. So whether that's the beginning of quarter two, end of quarter two, they've not indicated, just quarter two.
Okay. And then I noticed we have a fair amount of Sandag funding. I'm hoping we've already gotten the Sandag funding we're deploying this year. But any conversations or thoughts about future Sandag grants and availability, given that they are tightening their belts?
Yes. So staff does work with, civic staff works with the city staff as it relates to applying for state and Sandag grants and looking at our upcoming projects. So that's an active process that we do every year in conjunction with the city.
Great. Okay, with that, this is a non-voting item. Do you guys feel like you have all the feedback you need?
I just add one other item, and just to the presentation, to the work plan. So we've presented this budget in a very technical manner. Actually, what we'll present to the board will be more work-based program, and what we present to the council actually is typically more our accomplishments first, and then we don't go through all the detail. This committee's here to kind of hash out the details, so you will see this presentation transition from very technical to more of kind of the work plan-based one.
Appreciate that. Okay, with that, no other comments? Okay, thank you guys, and we will adjourn the special budget finance meeting. Thank you.